Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Audio Road. Welcome to Trends in Technology. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. Lisa Campbell is your producer and call screener extraordinaire. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show where we explore what's going on in the trucking industry. It's a mix of new products, new services, and new technology. We'll also bring you expert guests from all areas of the industry, such as Bruce Mallinson on diesel engines and performance, and Mike Beckett on tires and alignment, as well as many others. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in with your question or comment. It's up to you. This is your show. Once again, welcome to Trends in Technology, and here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin, press 1 so I can pick up the phone and screen your calls. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Welcome to Trends in Technology. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. We'll be here for the next hour. And this is the MATS preview, the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville, coming up next week. Now, I got to tell you, we are doing this on the fly, and I have no idea if I'm going to be able to manage. Let me just give you an idea of what our show is going to be like at MATS, and then I'll kind of tell you what we're doing on the call tonight. We have got, at the Louisville Truck Show this year, one big area. We'll have 3 trucks in the area. We're kind of calling them concept trucks. 3 different examples of some of the things that we're working on. And some of it you've seen before, some of it you definitely haven't seen yet. And I think we're going to tell you a little bit about what to expect. We've been keeping it kind of quiet on the trucks. We'll give you an idea of what we're doing there. We also have, in that same area at the show, many of the products that I've been working with for years. So let me just give you a rundown of who is going to be in the area with us there. We've got Jeff and Aaron will be joining us from the website Let's Truck. So if you come to the show, they'll be there highlighting the website, what's going on with it, fuel gauges. You can talk to them about some of the things we have upcoming soon. If there are things you want on the website, you can certainly let them know and get. They'd love to get some feedback from you. Lisa and I will obviously be there trying to hold down the fort. Lisa keeps everything organized, and I just stand around and look good. We're going to have Fitzgerald Truck Sales, Pittsburgh Power, Jones Performance, OPS, AirTabs, Ticket Void, True Balance, Fleet Air Filter, Brake Inspector, Balance Masters, Western Truck Parts. I believe Jazzy from Run with Jazzy will be stopping in and spending some time in our booth. So we've really, and it can't even call it a booth, it's going to be a whole area, almost a show within a show. So we've got a lot going on. So what we thought we would do for tonight's show is kind of bring some of those people on. We thought we might get everybody on, but it was kind of a last-minute idea to throw this together tonight. So we do. Let me try to run down who I believe we have on the call with us, and I'm going to go to each one of them, kind of get an update. If you've got a question for anybody, we'll get to those in a little bit. I believe on the call with me tonight, and if I'm wrong, Lisa, she's already correcting me, though. I don't know why she's frantically sending me text messages when she should just jump in and correct.
I'm here.
See, just jump in. It'll be easier because that way I don't have to try to read and talk at the same time. What did I miss? What did I screw up?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Anything I should be doing?
No, you're doing great.
Okay. All right. Not in our area, but obviously sponsors of ours, and they've got their own areas at the show. And if you, I might give out some booth numbers later on for those products as well. Turbo 3000 and also Freightliner. And I've got some things going on with Freightliner. Maybe we'll talk about that I believe on the call with me tonight, I've got OPS.
Combox
from OPS. I have Jack Latimer from AirTabs, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely. I have
Andy Mallion.
Andy Mallion is from?
Spectra Product. Brake Inspector.
We've got Bruce Mallinson from Pittsburgh Power, Dave Jones from Jones Performance. And I, you know, Dave's the one that's kind of keeping the biggest secret. And I, you know, we're going to talk to Dave tonight and see how much we're going to let out as a sneak peek on the call tonight. Who else do we have on the call? Did I miss anybody?
I think that's it right now. If we have any other sponsors that I haven't hit up, hit one on your touchpad. I can see you.
Yeah, if you are, if you've called in and you're one of the sponsors with us, go ahead and hit one on your phone, and Lisa will try to find everybody. And I'm going to try to, well, I'm going to try to start bringing some people on here with me so we can get this thing underway. If you do have questions for any of those sponsors or products, hit one, make Lisa do her job. She'll start screening some calls, and I'll try to keep everybody straight. I'm going to start off, you know what, I should probably just go right straight down the line so I don't get confused. Let's start off with Tom Bach from OPS. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kevin. How are you tonight?
Good, good. Are you ready for the show?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
And I can't believe it's here already.
I was just echoing back because Lisa was talking, I kept hearing an echo.
No, you sound good to me. I'm not hearing it.
Okay, it's my phone.
Yeah, I think it is. It's not us.
Well, that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah, we never have any problems. No technical problems from us. That's right. So what can we expect from OPS?
Well, when you stop by our booth, you'll be there, I'll be there. We're also going to have some more people from the lab stopping by to answer any kind of oil questions, oil analysis questions they may have. We're also going to have Kevin and Lisa at our booth every once in a while so they can stop by and grab you while you're there.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll have the products there. We're going to have them on display. We'll be able to discuss how to install them and whatever they need to do. They can order there, and we'll ship them from Connecticut when we get back after the show.
Excellent. And I want to let everybody know, you've got to come by and see the new Echo Pure. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a very different system. I love the design of this thing. And come by and check it out. I'm gonna put you back on hold for a second because Lisa is she is frantically typing again. Lisa, tell me what's going on.
There seems to be an echo. Can everybody hear us? The chat room's telling us that there's a bad echo.
The chat room itself is hearing the echo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me try this. I'm gonna turn off the webcams then.
Nobody wants to do anyways.
Yeah, I know. But if they're we're listening in the chat room, now they're going to have to go to the Audio Road page. I guess I should have said that before I turned off the webcams.
That's right. I will tell them.
Okay. Did that? Why don't you check and see if that fixed the echo?
Okay.
And I will continue doing what I was doing. Yeah, stop by, and I will be spending a lot of my time with OPS. We're, like I say, that we're all right there in the same area. All three trucks will be there. All the vendors will be there. It's a great time to come by and see the Echo Pure. It's also a great time to really spend some time learning what the system is all about. And if you've got any questions about why or how it works or why it makes so much sense, stop by, because this is the time, you know, you'll have as much time as you need. Also, if you have any questions about oil analysis, bring your oil samples, whatever it might be, great time to get that done as well. All right, I am going to bring on Mr. Latimer from AirTabs. Jack, welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to be here.
It is great to have you. So are you ready for the show? That's the big question tonight.
We couldn't be more ready. We're expecting a great crowd this year. And, in fact, got the Canadians coming down, even though they did win at hockey. They still promised to come down and treat us right.
Good.
And I shouldn't say that because Andy's on the line. So.
You know, I don't know what was going on. One of the shows this week, I could have swore that, you know, maybe the lines weren't working in the U.S. at all, because I think every call I took the other night was from Canada.
Well, anyway, we're going to be in your area, and we're going to bring a limited quantity of air tabs for sale as a show special, and we expect to sell out. So, you know, stop by early and purchase your air tabs, and because when they're gone, they're gone.
Stop by early and often.
That's true. That's very true.
So we are very excited about having you, and I've got to let you know that, you know, a lot of the listeners kind of know the story behind the trucks. When I was out in Colorado, I wasn't really managing my own trucks, and some of the products that I had kind of discovered during that time, I didn't get them on my truck, and I didn't want to put some of the stuff on until I got back down here and could manage the trucks, and that's why Lisa and I are in Florida now and have been. So Lisa actually installed the air tabs on our trucks. She did a wonderful job on it, by the way. And we didn't – I love doing this with drivers, you know, because sometimes when an owner-operator buys a product and puts it on, they know – they have a preconceived notion of what the product is supposed to do. And sometimes we almost – we can see benefits that maybe aren't even there because we're looking for them. And one of the advantages I have with drivers in the trucks is when I put a product on, I don't tell them what it is. And I don't tell them what it's supposed to do. And many times they have no idea, you know, what it is and what it's supposed to do. And immediately after putting on the air tabs on my trucks, I got the calls from the drivers mentioning the stability, and they weren't sure what else I did to the truck. They wanted to know, did we change, you know, suspension? And so it was really a great response. The drivers love them.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I think you got a very good post on your forum a while back from Jackie Warmly, I believe her name is.
Yes.
And where
yes.
She posted her experience, and she did a very excellent job on it. And she's a little disappointed she didn't put them on earlier. But that's what we try and tell people. You'll notice the difference right away, and you'll also have a better, safer vehicle when you're going down the road, especially in fall weather.
Absolutely. So we are looking forward to seeing you there, and I'm going to move on next to Andy Mallion from Spectra, which is Brake Inspector. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be back.
Great to have you here. Hey, real quick, you know, because yours is one of the products that's kind of new for us, and we haven't, you know, had you on the air really a lot to talk about it, and I know a lot of listeners don't know what it is. Why don't you give us a quick rundown of what your product is and what it does?
Well, in a nutshell, Brake Inspector is a in-cab air brake diagnostic system. First and foremost, it is an electronic stroke indicator. So it'll tell you whether your brakes are in adjustment, getting close to being out of adjustment, or being totally out of adjustment. And with brakes being the number one out-of-service violation in North America, Brake Inspector allows the driver or the mechanic technician to see what the status is of the brakes in real time. But more importantly, Kevin, as you know, there are other faults that typically, unless somebody's looking for it, you don't find. So Brake Inspector will identify faults such as non-activating brakes, hung-up brakes, slow-moving slack adjusters, weak or broken parking brake springs.
Hey, you know, tell me this, because I know this is especially true for a lot of new drivers. Why would I need this? I have automatic slack adjusters. They work all the time, right?
You and I have had this discussion several times over the years, and you know, automatic slack adjusters are meant to be exactly that. They're supposed to be able to automatically adjust themselves, but unfortunately, they're not infallible, and a lot of the drivers rely on the fact that the auto slack, you know, I don't have to worry about my adjustment. It's going to work all the time. Yet, based on the out-of-service violations, that's not true. So, you know, the drivers have to pay very close attention, especially with CSA 2010 coming down the pipe here in July. That's going to be a very different slant on the whole industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this is a product, and You know, this one was a little different for me because my show has really always been geared towards, you know, a hard return on investment, something that improved the efficiency of the truck, lowered the some sort of operating cost. But I've always been a big fan of safety features, and I've spent a lot of money on some of the trucks that you know, I have trucks now with the Vorad collision systems, and, you know, those are pretty big, high-dollar items, and they're not about efficiency. They're about safety, which has always been important for me. And this product has both, really, when you look at it. It's definitely a safety product, no question. But there's a return on investment in time and compliance.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, in almost every instance where we've had Brake Inspector installed on a truck, Brake Inspector has found faults. We worked with an owner-operator, actually James Kronka, that was on your show a few months ago, and he found 3 defective slacks on his truck. And he said, you know what, I've been driving, and I would have never known had it
right.
not been for a Brake Inspector.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, that's a hard dollar return right there.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe they're not going to be at the show. If they're going to be at the show, you guys will be there with us. You'll be able to see the product. In fact, you'll be able to see it installed. Am I correct? Did we get it done?
Yes, we did, actually. I worked with Dave Jones from Jones Performance, and we had Brake Inspector installed on Slick, the new prototype truck that'll be at the show.
And uh-oh, you're letting the cat out of the bag.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. In fact, what I'm going to do while I've got you on and we're talking about that is I'm going to bring Dave on with us, because this has kind of been – Bruce has got some things that, you know, we want to talk about on that truck, but this truck with Jones Performance and Dave is definitely the one that, you know, we've kind of been keeping under wraps, and I want to bring Dave on with us. Now, Dave, are you – let me see why I can't get him on. Let me try again. There we go. Dave, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good. So while we're talking about Brake Inspector and you got that installed, tell us about the truck itself. What can we expect from this truck? First of all, it's named Slick. That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, yeah. Slick is a truck that we've talked about building here for years. And what we're aiming to prove is that you can still drive your classic truck and be efficient. It has aerodynamic enhancements to it, and we took some weight off of it. We took everything that created drag, including running lights, and got them off the truck. So the truck is very slick.
So it started life as what?
It started life as an O2 W900. And everything we did to it, anybody could do in their backyard. We just simply took a whole lot of parts off, changed the air intake system. It's now column ducted. There are no air cans. There's no stacks. There's no horns. It has some side fairings that cover the fuel tanks that mount to the sleeper. And it also has an aerodynamic bumper. And,
interesting.
Well, we're going to try it. You know, it's going to be a test truck. It's a prototype truck, and we're going to run a truck on the road real time for the next 12 months. And
so this also has a Pittsburgh Power engine in it, correct?
Yes, it does, yeah. Bruce did the engine, and we installed the Brake Inspector yesterday, and I got to tell you, I was very impressed with it, very easy to install. And I guess the fact that really impresses me the most about it is the safety end of it. Like you were saying earlier, this system will tell you if you have a problem, whether it be a cracked drum,
right,
a bad spring. You know, if you got a cracked drum, well, it's really you're only going to see that when you apply the brakes and it's hot. But once you pull the truck apart and you get to look and you say, well, you know, what's wrong with this thing?
Right.
So, you know, it really is a... It's a nice piece, and we're proud to have it on Slick.
Excellent. What else? What other kind of stuff can we expect on the truck as far as some add-ons?
We have new rear fenders for the back of the truck. that are hinged to open up like a truck hood so you can get at your tires, yet you can still cover them and make them more slick.
Wow.
It could go through the air better. We will not have the truck completely done. We have a design for a new grill section that's much more aerodynamic than the traditional W900, but it isn't done yet. And
okay.
We'll be putting on a frame cover on the back, and what we're going to try to do is manage the air around and under the truck and see what happens.
Well, one of the things that we're doing with these trucks, and the reason we're calling them concept trucks this time, last year we had the signature truck. I mean, it was really just about everything we knew we could do to a truck at the time last year to improve fuel mileage, and we did it all at once, and we put it out on the road, and we've got several of them out there now, and they're all doing fantastic. What we wanted to do here was we wanted to try new concepts, things that haven't been proven yet, and we didn't necessarily want them all on the truck at one time because then
right.
we really wouldn't know what did what. So you've built some of the improvements in so we can see where the truck's going. Some of the other improvements, like you said, you're actually going to operate this truck in the real world with the driver in it pulling freight, and we're going to make some of the changes and use this truck as a test bed in the real world for some of these other concepts we're trying to improve and create. I mean, you guys are actually creating new ideas. You're looking at something and say, okay, this hasn't been done before, but logically we know it should work. Now let's try it. And if it doesn't work, let's tweak it. And we're going to prove this stuff in the real world.
Well, you know, and that's the exciting part of it. You know, we're starting with a baseline truck with, you know, a few body modifications, a few engine modifications, and we'll establish a baseline with the truck as is, and then as we go down the road, then we're going to be trying the Turbo 3000, and then we're going to try the air cabs, and we're also going to be trying our new aerodynamic nose.
Right.
So, you know, it's really the only way to get the answers to the questions, and I'm tired of asking about the questions. I want the answers.
Yeah.
You know?
We want proof. So we're also
going to
track this truck. Obviously, we're all going to track it internally, but we're also going to track this truck on our fuel mileage system, fuel gauges.
Yes.
So everybody will be able to see it online. We'll establish the baseline. We'll clearly mark where we make the modifications and what it is that we did. And you'll be able to see the changes right along with us. So you'll be able to follow us and you know, see what works and what doesn't work. And I'm excited about it. So,
well,
you know what?
And let me just say this, Kevin. You know, everybody that watches this truck, we're looking for input. We're looking for ideas. We want to innovate.
Yeah, absolutely.
We cannot do it all by ourselves. And I know there's good people out there that have good ideas. And this is a medium to bring it all together and make things happen.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I want to do, because I know there are a lot of people listening and who are going to listen who aren't going to be able to make it to the truck show. The people who can, all this stuff is going to be there. You're going to have 3 days to talk to everybody about this stuff. But if you're not going to be able to make it, I want you to get a pen, paper, whatever you need, because I'm going to go back through the sponsors, and we're going to give out phone numbers, websites, contact information. And while I've got you, Dave, why don't we just start with you? If somebody can't make it to the show but they're interested in your products or some of the things you're working on, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, the best medium to see our products is, of course, our website, and that's www.jonesperformance.com or truckrods.com, truckrods.com.
Got it.
Or they can call us here at the shop, and the number is 800-451-1600.
Excellent. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys, spending some time with you next week. So, it is. I'm gonna move along. We might come back. If you've got questions for anybody, I'm trying to get through the sponsors first, and then we will try to come back and get to any questions anybody might have. So have a pen ready, and we'll try to give out everybody's contact information. Let's go next to Pittsburgh Power, Bruce Mallinson, who is a regular guest here on Trends in Technology. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Kevin.
Hey there. So I've asked everybody else, and, you know, everybody else sounds like they're ready for the show. I'm not sure if I am, but how about you?
Oh, it's been very hectic. We do have the Peterbilt glider kit ready. The only thing I have to do Sunday is polish the tanks and the steps. The low boy will be there Sunday afternoon. We'll load it on Monday because we're going to try to keep it as clean as possible to get it to Louisville. It runs great. It's very strong, very smooth. Everything's balanced. It has everything on it that we know how to do to make fuel mileage. And our base horsepower is 600 out of the 6NZ Cat. And then with the power box, it'll make 810 horsepower available. We're expecting this truck at 60 mile per hour to do 8 to 8.5 mile per gallon. So
give
it'll be interesting to see if we can get that out of a Caterpillar and a Peterbilt.
Give us a rundown of what this truck is. Year, make, model, what you did to the engine.
It's a 2010 389. It's got the super single tires on it, the Michelins. It's got the Michelin steer tire that you recommend. It's got the double over 18 speed transmission from Western Truck Parts. We built the 6NZ Caterpillar. It has the ceramic and Teflon coated pistons. The pistons are balanced. The rod's balanced. The crankshaft is polished, Magnaflux straightened. The block is line board, resurfaced, squared. It's got the 3,000th thinner deck plate to give us more liner protrusion to hold the head gasket. It's got a performance ECM, the ported jet hot coated manifold that flows 40% more. It's got a performance turbo on it.
So the engine is really almost identical to the way we built the original Signature engine last year, except this is a Cat.
It's identical. Identical. Absolutely identical, except being the Caterpillar. So being the 6NZ was the most popular and the best electronic Cat, we went with that engine. And we're expecting it to be an 8 mile of a gallon Peterbilt.
Now, and while we were getting ready for the show and you were deciding which truck to build, this truck is sold, isn't it? This is now going to be a customer's truck?
No, it was sold, but the financing didn't go through. It was a young fellow that wanted to buy it up in British Columbia, and unfortunately he couldn't get it financed. So the truck is available.
Ah, so it's for sale.
It is for sale.
Wow. Boy, that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's white, trimmed in light blue, the fenders, the rear fenders, the WTIs, and the front fenders are painted light blue. We wanted to do the tanks, but we just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic getting all this stuff together. What other kind of modifications were done? Anything at all to improve aerodynamics on this one?
No. It's a straight P.
Got it. Okay, so somebody who wants that classic 389 look with no modifications to the looks, but really wants everything else that we could think of to improve the fuel mileage.
Well, we did take off the slanted eyed lights on the front and put on the Outlaw Custom headlights.
Okay.
And the polished stainless and front bumper, the visor, the light bars under the bunk and the cab were all supplied to us by Valley Chrome out of California. So it's
This is a great truck for somebody who really wants the classic look. You know, we're slick. We took a classic truck, and it looks nothing like, you know, the original W9 did. We're working on all aerodynamic improvements on that. But there are still some people that don't want that, and they want fuel mileage. So this has got that true classic look with the stainless, the chrome, the whole shot. but there are so many other improvements on this truck that we still expect really good fuel mileage out of it.
Yeah, we forgot to say about the new crankshaft damper, the mercury-filled engine balancer, the balance masters on the tires, the fast fuel system, the OPS-1 bypass filter system. It still has the Vortox on it. It still has a set of bullhorn stacks on it, but that can always be changed.
Excellent. So,
we stayed with the stacks because it came on there, so...
All right, so of course what everybody wants to know, and I don't know if you've got a number put together yet, but if somebody wanted to buy this truck at the show, what's the price?
I don't know.
Okay. I know you've
haven't been able to total it yet. There's a lot of money put into this truck. It was built with cubic dollars, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's we've definitely got some one-of-a-kind trucks here. I mean, no question about it in different ways, but they are both one of a kind. So I am really excited about the show next week, getting to see everything.
Sid Compton was the lead mechanic on the truck, and we've talked about Sid a little bit. He was the guy that built the Wild Thing 1 and Wild Thing 2 International with the N14 Cummins, built at 1,250 horsepower to race Pikes Peak. He built the CFI race truck that had the two signature 600s back-to-back, so it had an inline 12. Just a phenomenal engine builder and truck builder, and he's been burning the midnight oil on it.
Excellent. All right. I am going to try to see if we've got some questions on the line. I'm going to go back through the vendors. We're going to get phone numbers, websites, things like that. Bruce, I'll get yours here in a second. But if you're on the call and you've got a question, a comment, whatever it might be, go ahead and press 1 now. Lisa will start screening those calls and we'll start getting to them. Bruce, if somebody can't make it to the show but they're interested in this truck or any of the products you put on the truck, how do they get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 724-360-4080. I will have half of our crew at the show next week, so if you call next week, Gary and Sean will be the only two people on the phone, so please be patient because we get about 200 to 250 phone calls a day, and so that means each one of those guys are going to have to take over 100 phone calls.
Yeah, that's kind of ugly, so if you can get anywhere near Louisville, you really got to stop in and see us. In fact, I'm telling you right now, if you're coming to the show and you're interested in this stuff, I would plan a minimum of a half a day in our area because there's just so much to see and so many people to talk to. It's almost like a show within a show.
Hey, and nobody mentioned that we're in the West Wing this year, not the same wing as last year.
Oh, that's a good point. We're in the West Wing. Yeah.
I'll give out number is 611-32.
611-32. That's where your truck will be sitting specifically, and you're kind of smack dab in the middle of our whole area. But we're right there. So once you find one booth, it's pretty obvious. The three trucks will be right there. All the other sponsors will be around us. I will be in the whole area, and I'm sure – well, you know, somebody's just going to have to bring food and water to me because I don't think I'm going to get a chance to leave the area other than I do have to go over and do some things at Freightliner. I will be announcing the newest Slice of Life driver. The three drivers are coming back for the program, and there's also a new Slice of Life driver that will be announced. That's Friday. At 2:00, we'll be doing that, and I will be—I'll be hosting a question and answer session at Freightliner's booth. So, just a lot going on. I think—I don't know if I have a time for it yet or not, but if I do, I'm sure Lisa will tell me here in a minute. No, Lisa, not that. I already said 2:00 on that. I'm also, I believe, going to be doing a radio spot with Freewheeling, Christie and Meredith Oaks. I'm not sure if we verified that or not, but that might be the other reason I have to leave the booth. So we will check on that as well. Lisa, stop typing so fast and just jump in. Let me know. She knows I can't multitask. I can't read and talk and write things down. And all right, so we're going to get to some calls. Before I do that real quick, I'm going to go back through, and we are going to give phone numbers and websites in case you can't make it and you're interested. So Tom Bach from OPS, you're up. How does anybody get a hold of you?
Kevin, they can call Artie directly at 203-346-1832, or they can call 866-OIL-PURE, which is 645-7873, and hit extension 7, and it'll get to either me or Artie. Or they can go on the website, which is www.ops-1.com.
Got it. Excellent. All right, so let's see who's next. Jack Latimer from AirTabs. Jack, if they can't make it to the show, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, following the show, give us a call at 866-758-4100. That's 866-758-4100. And they can also go on our website, airtab.com.
Excellent. All right. So let's see. How about Andy Malian from Spectra? Andy, if they've just heard about Break Inspector for the first time, they're not going to be able to make it to the show, how do they get a hold of you to find out more?
Well, there's two ways, Kevin. Number one, they can call our toll-free number, 888-381-2355, and ask for me, Andy Malian. Or you can go to our website, which will be revamped by the time the show opens, which is www.spectraproducts.ca. And in addition, I just want to mention that we are going to be having a show special on Break Inspector, so we invite everybody to drop by and say hello.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Now, let's see. Let me go back through the calls and see if I've got questions on the line. Lisa, do I have any questions? Am I missing anybody? Or
there
come
are
on
no
here.
Questions. There are no questions.
No questions. You're
everybody
kidding.
Everybody has their hand up, but they only wanted to tell us that there was an echo. That's it.
Is there still an echo?
Nope. You fixed it.
I don't know what I did.
So, you know what? Go back. Do me a favor. Go back to Andy Malian. Andy has two products, and I wondered if you will have the other one. Was it the Break Safe?
Yes. Let's get a clarification on what those are and find out. Are both of them going to be at the show, Andy?
Actually, all three of our products are going to be there, Kevin. Obviously, the Break Inspector, our Break Safe, as Lisa said, is our visual brake stroke indicating system, which is just a very quick visual. And we also have a new product that you saw the last time we met was a lug nut retention product called Safety Lug Lock.
Yes, that's right.
That one is a phenomenal product. That basically helps prevent wheel offs. So we're going to be showing that off as well.
Got it. So real quick, if you've been listening and we were talking about Brake Inspector, which is an electronic system which actually gives me all the indications right from the driver's seat, right up in the dash, right up in the cab. I can see what's going on brake stroke and diagnostics right from my seat. The Brake Safe is mounted on the brake itself physically. So as I do a walk around of the truck, I can see the brake stroke indicators. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
Got it. Do you want to let everybody know what the show special is?
Well, that's something that we're going to hold till the show. So.
Got it. Okay.
We want you to drop by. But
that's right.
It's going to be a good show special, and you know, the last show that we had that we did in Dallas, a lot of people decided that, you know what, they were going to take us up on it, because for the money that it costs, it's a money saver. So it actually doesn't
Absolutely.
Cost you anything.
Absolutely. That's the kind of stuff that we really like, too. All right. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show, and you know, with all the people I've got on, I can easily take up the 20 minutes, and there's still a lot of information we could put out. But here's your chance. If you've got a question about any of this stuff, whether, you know, it's just a technical question for Bruce or for Dave or Tom, Andy, Any of us, if you've got a question for me, jump in. We've got a, I mean, the lines are absolutely jammed. We haven't had an open line since the show started. So if you've got a question, by all means, raise your hand, and I see one there. And Lisa will get to those calls and start screening them. There's another one. There's three. Okay, now we've got some questions coming. So while she's screening those calls, I'll also let you know, again, that the two products that are not going to be in our area, they will be on their own, but I will be trying to get over to spend some time with them. Turbo 3000 is going to be in booth 68104, so stop by and see Andy and his crew over there. Freightliner, obviously, you know, they've got, you know, a big area of their own. Booth numbers there, 30115, 43055, 99100. Those are three different areas for Freightliner, and I'm not sure if which one of those I'm going to be doing the question and answer at. It'll be about an hour session if you want to come by. It'll be a live question and answer session that I'll be hosting. And maybe before we finish up, Lisa can come on and tell me which booth I'll actually be at. And again, we're also hoping that Jazzy will be stopping by and spending some time in our area as well. And have I forgot anybody? Western Truck Parts is going to be there. Western Truck Parts is the company that builds all of our driveline components, transmissions, rear ends, things like that for the Signature and Concept trucks. So they will be there. If you've been bad recently, you've got a ticket, you need somebody to help, I've got a friend and a sponsor, ticket void. You know, one of the things I've looked at over the years are the whole prepaid legal thing, and I've just never been a fan of that. I don't like spending money ahead of time in case something happens and goes wrong. It's kind of like over-insuring. So I've never been really comfortable with those services. I know some people like them and it's helped them, but Ticket Void is a different one. I like this. You don't pay for anything until you need it. It's more of a referral service. So if you've got to fight a ticket someplace where you can't get back to, where it's difficult or you need some help, that's what they're for. They will be in our area as well. Fitzgerald Truck Sales. Robert couldn't make it on the call tonight. He's probably burning the midnight oil trying to get his glider kit done. In fact, I believe he's built two trucks already for the show, and he sold them. And I think they're scrambling to try to build a truck to have it for the show. We've also got some other announcements that we will talk about with Fitzgerald Truck Sales at the show. We will be there. Aaron and Jeff, who are now part of our – Aaron and Jeff are a full-time part of our team now. They are completely dedicated to the website and our new web products, fuel gauges, and we've got a lot of new things coming up. And they will be at the show with us, so you can stop by and talk to them. I am going to get to some calls. Let's go to Rick, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just got a question. The OPS one, you guys gonna have any cartridges at the show for sale?
I need filters, a case. Filters and supplies. Let's check. Tom, what do you say?
We won't have any products there for sale because of the tax structure, so everything will be shipped to you afterwards.
Okay, so I can just order it if I can make it to the show. I had things go totally haywire today. Oh, at home, I was going to be on the West Coast for a month and a half, and things went totally haywire, and I got to turn and burn California and get back to Midwest as quick as I can.
Well, if you can't make it, just call Artie either before the show or after, and we'll make sure you get the same price you would get it, that you would have if you showed up at the show.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you this much. You guys, I've talked to you guys before. You guys will save my motor.
There you go. Good
deal. I got a Mercedes. Going for 750,000 miles, my oil's coming back like 8 parts per million iron.
Excellent.
And I got 740 on it now.
Excellent.
This is over a million mile motor.
Excellent.
Yep.
Glad
Thank
to hear
you
it. All right.
So much to save me.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. We've got some calls that I need to get to now. Let's go to Nevada this time. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, yeah, great to be on. Yeah, I just got a quick air tabs question. I've got a 2009 Columbia in my cab extender. What I did, I put all my lettering information on my cab extender, so room is limited on there. But I've got that 4-inch black that looks like rubber, but it's in hard plastic. Would those air tabs work? Would they stick to that?
Jack, I've got you on the call, so go ahead.
Okay. Basically, how far – let's talk about the lettering first. How much room does the lettering take up?
It takes up about 28 inches.
Okay.
From
what you would probably want to do then is skip that area. And then as far as the – is it the black hard rubber or is it a plastic?
It seems like it's a more of a plastic.
Is it flexible? If it's a black hard rubber, you put it in front of that.
Okay. What's that? I'm sorry.
If it's a black hard rubber that you see on most of the trucks, you put it right in front of that, immediately in front.
Okay.
And if you if a kit of 80 would work for your vehicle, however, if you want to measure the exact number you require, just measure up one side of the fairing across the roof line and back down the other side in feet, and then multiply by 3 because they go on 3 per foot. And they're sold individually, so you don't have to order a set of 80 if you don't want to.
Oh, okay,
so what
great.
We're saying, if he's got the letters there and it's 28 inches, it's okay to just skip that, like go up to it and then start again after it?
Well, what I'm envisioning is there's some kind of lettering on the base of the fairing. Is that correct?
No, it's like my lettering is the exact width of the cab extender, and it's 28 inches up. Like it starts right above the turn signal and goes 28 inches up, and then quits.
So it goes 28 inches up. Yeah, just if it's required for the operation of the truck or for permitting or whatever, then just skip that area. If you want to cover the lettering, it's a different story.
So just start
right
above it.
Yeah,
got it. Okay.
Good.
All right. Excellent. Let's see. Who else do I have? Lisa, I see hands up. Do I have other calls? Are you just not? I don't know what Lisa's doing. Is she doing her job? Somebody tell me what's going on with. Oh, there she is. She's screening a call. All right. So while she's screening calls, I see hands up. She better get to work. The website again, it was kind of a last minute thing. We're bringing Jeff and Aaron in because I know Lisa and I will be really busy with a lot of things, and we want to make sure that you've got somebody to talk to about the website and all of the things coming up on the website. Fuel gauges, we've got some big improvements coming soon. So stop by and talk to Jeff and Aaron about that. Let's go to Lisa. Tell me who is on line 15. Maybe she's screening another call. Area code 425. You just got off the phone with Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. It's Todd. How are you doing?
Hey, Todd. You know, I know what happened. She, you know, she's got to send me messages and I can look to see who's on each line, but I'll tell you what it says next to your name. It says odd engine problems, but I guess she forgot me. It was supposed to be Todd with engine problems. Okay. Now I get it.
All right. So this is for you and Bruce. I have a factory rebuilt Detroit 60 pre-EGR or non-EGR. In December, I took it into the shop to have an overhead ran, and I had an exhaust manifold gasket that was blowing. So they did all that. Everything was fine. It started missing. Went into the shop 3 weeks ago. I believe it was on my intake on number 4 cylinder. The adjustments had backed off. It speed everything up. I had to replace a rocker arm. They did that, and while they were in, I replaced all of the injectors because of I had over 200,000 on the engine, and I figured if they're in there, I might as well take advantage of the labor. Just within the past couple of days, I've started to notice an exhaust leak again, and it is the exhaust manifold, and I'm starting to miss again. What's going on? What should I be looking at?
Bruce?
Well, first of all, the exhaust manifold. There's a problem there. This is a DDEC 4. It has a small wastegated turbo, so it creates a lot of heat and a lot of back pressure, and they do have a tendency to burn the manifolds. If you put the ported jet hot coated manifold on, along with the 15% larger turbo, that problem will go away. The problem of the rocker arm adjustment coming loose, how long after they set the overhead was that?
The first overhead, it probably started missing within 20,000 miles, and this one I've got less than 10,000 on it, and it's starting to miss.
10,000, okay. But I thought I heard you say you went in, they set the overhead, and when you left there shortly after, the rocker or the adjusting screw come loose?
Correct. That was the one that I would say probably 20,000 miles, 15 to 20,000 miles on.
Gosh. One time on a big Tim, I had one come loose, and I only had 3 miles on it on my test drive. And so that was my error. I just didn't have it tight enough. I've never had one come loose since. I'm just wondering if it was a mechanic's error. And he didn't tighten it tight enough, because those things really don't come loose.
Okay.
But if you're having another miss, and it's an injector-related, I would use Kevin's favorite product in there, Lucas Fuel Conditioner. You know I'm only teasing
okay.
there, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
But diesel fuel today is very, very dry, and if you don't have some lubricity in there and you're eating injectors, you got to put something in there.
All right. But even after 10,000 miles?
Well, if you lost an injector and you think it's premature, it could be from the dryness of the diesel fuel.
Okay.
But
right.
Think about the manifold and think about the turbo, and that'll get rid of that leaking and blowing exhaust manifold gaskets.
What's the cost on that?
Manifold's $1,450 and the turbo's
$995.
Okay. And by the way, if you're going to be at the show, we are going to have the guy who invented the ported and jet hot coated exhaust manifold in our booth, and he's going to have his flow bench. So we're going to get to see stock manifolds versus ported manifolds and the difference in the flows and how you determine that. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. The name of that company, Bruce, is Full Tilt Manifold, right?
Right.
Yeah, I forgot to mention them. They're right there with us as well. Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys. I am going to try to get to a couple more calls here before I start to run out of time. Lisa, where am I going? I am going to here, Mike. Iowa. Frank, it's your turn. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. My question is on air tabs.
I have
a right around 39, 40-inch gap after my cab extenders to the front of the reefer of the trailer. And I was thinking about putting the air tabs, but I was also going to basically make the extenders longer and then put the air tabs. Would I need to do that, or would just installing the air tabs be enough?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Basically, the air tabs will work fine on that large gap of, 40, 42 inches. Is that
okay.
what you're saying? They'll work fine.
Okay, so I wouldn't need to extend the extenders anymore. That would work perfect. Okay. All right. Well, that's basically what I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Got it. Okay, you're welcome. Let's see. Who else we've got? Lance on the line. Lance, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Kevin. I had two questions for you. One is, after the show, are you guys going to have pictures of the trucks on the net so those that don't make it can check them out?
Absolutely. Yes, that Lisa is in charge of that.
Okay. And then the other one I had was on Bruce's engine. I was just curious, what does the Detroit 60 cost that's all been rebuilt by Bruce?
Let me bring him on. And hold on, Bruce. There you are. Bruce, did you hear that?
I did. Hello, Lance.
How you doing, Bruce?
Well, it's not hard today if you do everything that you can possibly do to make it the perfect engine to spend in excess of $25,000.
Okay.
Well, if you already have a new damper, a balancer, the turbo, the manifold, the fast system, well, now you just saved about $6,000.
Does that include the coil?
No, I wasn't including the coil. I was assuming that you had an engine that you wanted to trade in or have yours rebuilt.
Okay. Well, that's not too much for me. I've had enough buddies asking and whatnot, and I was curious. And every time you talk about building that engine, it sounds so interesting, especially with weighing all the push rods. And I never would. You would think that'd be a given right from the factory, but I guess not. They spend millions of dollars to design an engine, and they can't do that. But
Bruce, tell them how far out some of these have been.
Well, right now we are trying to balance 6 and 14 rods. We have 12 recon rods, and we can't get 6 out of the 12 close enough. So now we have to buy another 6 to try to get 6 that'll be close enough.
Wow.
Done with the Detroits. What happened was on the big Cam Cummins, they used to have a big boss, big piece of cast iron on the bottom of the rod and on the top. They've eliminated it from the top, so we don't have a lot of metal to work with, and we found them to be 108 grams out on the top.
Wow.
So if you weigh the rod, the whole rod, they were within 15 grams. But if you weighed the crank end and the wrist pin end, that's where the differences were.
Okay.
Well, definitely going to stop by there and check guys out, that's for sure. And, Kevin, I owe you a dollar or a cup of coffee, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You'll have to bring me a cup of coffee in the booth.
All right. That's a deal.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We are just about out of time, so I guess I should probably wrap this up. First of all, I want to say thanks to all the sponsors for staying up and joining us on this, and let everybody know, come out and see us. We have got a lot of stuff going on at the show. Here's a quick update on Jazzy. She did 18.1 miles today. You know, and every time I see how far she runs in a day, I'm just absolutely amazed. What an amazing young lady she really is. She is now passing the 2,000-mile mark on her run. She's running, pretty sure it was L.A. to New York. She's got 1,159 miles left, and we are hoping that she'll spend some time with us in the booth. Lot of stuff going on. Wish I had more time, but we're all out of time. Stick around, because coming up in 30 minutes, we've got the live show on Sirius and XM, and we'll be here this weekend as well, Eastern time, both Saturday and Sunday. And next week, because we'll be at the show all week, we will not be live at all next week. We're taking an entire week off from the show all next week. So, but come by and see us. Louisville, Matt's booth number 61129. That'll get you into the area. That is the OPS booth. 61132 is Pittsburgh Power. 61156, Jones Performance. I'm going to run out of time before I can get to them all, but if you find any one of those booths, that's where we all are, right there. Come by and see Slick, come by and see the Pittsburgh Power 389 glider. Not sure exactly what we're going to have for Fitzgerald yet, but we'll have a truck there. I got to go, everybody. Thanks and good night. I'm Kevin Rutherford.